刚才那两段的圣经中文里面都有一个字，有没有注意到？
So if you pay attention, there's a common word among those two devotional verses.
这个字，但是那个意思都是有的。
Probably seize the moment, seizing.
所以我的题目也是把握现今为主而活。
The title today, seize the moment, live for the Lord.
那个现今可能只有一刹那。
So,
不很多的时间。
The moment may be short.
所以要把握。
So we need to make the good use of it.
那是一个机会。
It's an opportunity.
每一个人的机会也许不同。
Maybe different among different people.
但神都给我们有一个机会。
But God gave everybody opportunity.
来把握，而且来可以为主来活着。
So that we can live for Him.
神在整本圣经中就有一个得胜者的呼召。
So there's calling of the overcomer in the Bible.
自从人类堕落以后
，Since the fall of mankind，
神就开始呼召人。
So they start calling.
呼召了以诺、挪亚、亚伯拉罕等等。
Enoch, Noah, Abraham, and so on and so forth.
后来也呼召了众先知，但以理、以西结、众先知、以赛亚等等。
So many prophets, Isaiah, Daniel, Ezekiel.
曾在每一个时代里面都呼召人成为得胜者。
So God called overcomer among every generation.
甚至也在每一个不同的族里面呼召哪一个族成为得胜的族。
Even different tribe to be overcoming.
所以他就呼召了以色列人成为他要施恩到各族的一个管道。
So that's why he called Israel to be the channel for his blessing.
但是以色列族在历史当中又失败了。
But Israel failed throughout history.
所以他又在其中要设立，要拣选利未族来侍奉他。
That's why he chose the tribe of Levi to serve him.
利未族又好像远离神了。
But Levi also deserted God.
所以他们又找了其中的亚伦的支派来侍奉他。
So the descendant of Aaron to serve him.
所以神在历世历代一直都在呼召人成为得胜者。
So God keeps calling overcomer.
甚至到了启示录，神还对着那七个教会来呼召得胜者。
In Revelation, Jesus called out seven churches to be the overcomer.
所以得胜者一定是少数。
The overcomer among the minority.
得胜者在旧约称为愚民。
So sometimes they were called foolish.
不是。
The remnant, the leftover.
剩下的那些人。
So because they're what's left behind.
是没有被火烧着的那些火中抽出来的一根柴。
So they are not burned out.
所以上帝现在仍然在做这样的工作。
God's still doing the same thing.
从万民中呼召你我成为基督徒。
So chosen you and me to be Christian among thousands of thousands.
所以教会就是被呼召出来聚集的一般人，叫做 Ecclesia。
So Ecclesia is the people as church called out.
所以教会不是建筑物。
So church is not about building.
教会就是你跟我。
It's you and me.
就是这一班被神呼召出来的要成为得胜者的人。
The people called to be overcomers.
但是教会又有一些的软弱。
But sometimes church turned weak.
所以在启示录里面，他在教会中仍然在呼召得胜者。
So that's why God keeps calling overcomer.
你愿意成为得胜者吗？
Do you want to be an overcomer?
神正在呼召你。
God is calling you.
我们看看这左边的这些历史的人物，其实他们都是神呼召出来的得胜者。
There are many examples they are called to be overcomers.
拉合、以斯帖、四个大麻风的、但以理、东方的博士、西面、玛利亚。
So Rahab, Esther, lepers, Daniel, Magi, Simeon, Anna, Maria.
还有很多很多我都没有写出来了。
And there's many more.
但这几个有一些特点。
They all have a certain characteristic.
他们跟右边讲的这些事情有没有关系呢？
Are they related to these historical events?
拉合如果不接待探子，以色列人能不能攻下耶利哥呢？
If Rahab didn't receive the scouts, will Israel took over Jericho?
能不能？
Sure.
以斯帖冒死求见王，如果他不冒死求见，犹太全族能不能得拯救呢？
If Esther didn't risk her life to appeal to the king, will the Israelites be saved?
那四个大麻风的跑出去大吃了一顿，后来觉得不好，还是要报给全城。他如果没有报给全城，撒玛利亚城能够得解围吗？
So if the four leper didn't return to tell them the seizure has been lifted, will the city be saved?
我们往下看，跳几个。西面亚拿如果不预告耶稣是万民的救恩，耶稣会不会成为万民的救恩？
If Simeon and Anna didn't proclaim the coming of Jesus Christ to be Savior, will Jesus still be the Savior?
或者是说玛利亚如果不打碎玉瓶膏主，耶稣会不会受死埋葬复活？
If Mary didn't anoint Jesus with the nard, will Jesus still be buried and resurrected?
我们总结一个答案，右边的事情都会发生的。
The event will still happen.
就算左边的那些人不做圣经上所记载的那些事情，右边的事情仍然会发生。
Even those people didn't do what they were supposed to do.
但是左边那些人如果没做，他就在神的得胜者的行列里面除名了，就没有这个福分了。
If they didn't do it, there will be no part for what happened.
神的预言跟应许必定应验。
God's prophecy and promise will be fulfilled regardless.
就像我在这里曾经讲过的，穆斯林必定大复兴。
So I said it before, Muslim will be revived.
然后以色列全家都要归主。
And the whole Israel will return to God.
今天早上我也讲到福音要传给万族万民。
So the gospel will spread to all nations and all people.
这些神都预言了，而且必定会应验的。
So God prophesies, that's God's promise, it will be fulfilled.
我们不去做也会应验的。
If we don't do it, it will be fulfilled.
因为别人会去做。
Because someone else will do it.
神会呼召另外的得胜者来做。
So God will call other overcomers to do it.
但是我们就失去了这个福分。
But we lost out.
所以我们要把握机会。
So we need to seize the moment.
同样的叫做玛利亚。
Same Mary.
有一个人他没有把握到这个机会。
One didn't seize the moment.
他后来带了很多的香膏要去膏主，在主耶稣已经埋葬了以后。
But some other people took many nard to anoint Jesus after he was dead.
那天早上主复活了。
But Jesus was resurrected.
那个玛利亚没有膏到主。
So the other Mary didn't anoint Jesus.
这个玛利亚膏到了耶稣。
The other Maria did anoint Jesus.
因为她抓住了机会。
Because she seized the moment.
但是感谢主，那个玛利亚抓住了一个最早遇见主的机会。
But the other Mary saw the first resurrected Jesus.
那个是莫大拉的玛利亚，对不对？
So that's the other Mary.
天还黑的时候，
it was still dark.
她就跑到坟墓那里去了。
She came to the tomb.
带了很多的香膏要去膏主。
So brought many.
主复活了。
But Jesus was resurrected.
坟墓空了。
Empty tomb.
彼得、约翰看完了就走了。
So Peter and John saw and left.
只有他留在那里哭。
So she was still there weeping.
主复活后第一个向他显现。
But God revealed to her first after resurrection.
主跟他讲说：“玛利亚，玛利亚。”他就还回头说：“拉比。”
So he called Mary, Mary. Then she called Rabbi.
他要抱耶稣，耶稣不让他摸他。
So she wanted to help Jesus, but Jesus refused.
她说我还没有上去见我的父。
So I haven't ascended to heaven yet.
但是后来在马可福音，有些妇女抱耶稣，耶稣就让她扑在她脚前了。
But some in the gospel, Jesus allowed others to hold him.
这其中差别你看得出来吗？
Why the difference?
表示玛利亚在那里的等候、渴慕。神还没有去见父，复活以后还没有去见父之前，就先来安慰他的心。
So actually, God comforted Mary before he ascended to heaven.
后来他升上去见了父，才又降下来，让向其他的门徒跟这些来显现。
So Jesus revealed to other disciples later on.
所以我们都要把握机会啊。
That's why we need to seize the moment.
把握机会，不然就会永远懊悔。
Otherwise, we may regret forever.
神给我们很多很多机会可以来与他同工。
God gave us many opportunities to work with him.
第二个，我们要来看得胜者的秘诀。
The secrets of overcomer.
得胜者的秘诀是什么呢？
So what's their secret?
义人的义在犯罪之日不能救他。
That person's form of righteousness will not count for nothing if you have.
所以过去的好，现在不能够来救我们。
So what happened in the past won't save you for the time being.
过去的公义、过去的圣洁都不能够来拯救你。
So your past righteousness or godliness will not help you right now.
你说过去我跟保罗一样到三层天见过天使，这个有很多奇妙的经历，但是现在。还是不能够救你。
You can say that I have wonderful experience like Paul in the past, but that will not save you at this instant.
你说我家好几代都是牧者，都是传道人，都是长老，还是不能够救你。
So I was born with a generation of Christian that will not save you.
只有耶稣能够救你。
Only Jesus can save you.
只有现在你跟耶稣的关系才能够让你圣洁。
It's your relationship with him right now can sanctify you.
只有现在你跟耶稣的关系才会叫你成为得胜者。
Only the relationship with Jesus can be your overcoming.
你说讲得胜者离我太远了。
So I think I'm not an overcomer.
离我太远了。
So it's far away from me. I don't want to be part of it.
我常常犯罪。
I sin often.
我不是那些过去常得胜的人。
I didn't overcome in the past.
我反而是过去常犯罪的人。
I sinned frequently in the past.
也许十字架上的强的旁边的强盗可以让你做一个很好的榜样。
So the bandit crucified with Jesus can be your example.
他是个犯罪的人。
They are sinner criminals.
他杀人放火抢劫。
So they killed and murdered people.
但是他那天跟主说：“主啊，你得国的时候，求你纪念我。”
So, but they said, "Remember me."
所以神当天就说：“你要同我在乐园里了。”
So Jesus said, "You'll be with me in paradise on the spot."
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这是最公平的一件事情。
Dear brother and sister, that's the most fair event.
每一个人不一定寿命一样长。
So we may not live the same amount.
但是我们每一个人都有今天，对不对？
But everyone enjoy today.
你有今天，对不对？
Are you enjoying today?
昨天不在你手中。
Yesterday was gone.
不管是好的、坏的，成功的、失败的。
Good or bad, success or failure.
都过去了。
It's passé.
不能够害你，也不能够救你。
Didn't harm you, didn't save you.
但是今天在你手中。
But today is in your hand.
你要像刚才讲的那些得胜者一样，抓住今天，为主而活。
So as the overcomer, seize the moment, live for the Lord.
刚才那个马太福音第二十六章第七节，你看最下面，我们一起来读。
So Matthew chapter 26, verses 7.
有一个女人拿着一瓶极贵的香膏来。趁耶稣坐席的时候浇在他的头上。
A woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume which she poured on his head as he was reclining at the table.
他趁着耶稣坐席的时候。
So while he was reclining at the table,
玛利亚就趁着耶稣还活着的时候。
Mary took the opportunity while Jesus was still alive.
他怎么知道耶稣会死呢？
How did he know Jesus would die?
他怎么知道耶稣会为我们的罪上十字架呢？
So how did he know Jesus would be crucified for our sin?
因为之前他坐在耶稣的脚前。
Because she was sitting at the feet of Jesus.
当他能够坐在耶稣脚前的时候，他就明白耶稣要为我们付上的代价。
That's when she understood the price Jesus would pay for us.
所以那个时候不是马大在旁边服侍的，他姐姐服侍的，很生气吗
？So Martha was upset.
为什么主啊，你让我的妹子在这里这个听你讲道，不叫她来帮助我呢
？Because Mary wasn't helping her.
你吩咐她来吧。
So ask her to help me.
耶稣说：“玛利亚拣选那上好的福分是不能够夺去的。”
So Jesus said, Mary chose a blessing that could not be taken away.
所以我们也需要来明白上帝的旨意，好叫我们来做出对的决定来。
So we need to understand His will to make the right decision.
感谢主，现在神的旨意都已经向我们显明了。
So God's will is pretty obvious to us.
没有奥秘了。
There's no mystery.
奥秘都已经揭开了，在耶稣基督的面前都揭开了。
So Jesus revealed all the mystery.
像那个幔子已经裂开一样。
Because the curtain was lifted.
福音是神的奥秘，但现在已经向着这世代的人都解开了。
Gospel is a mystery in the past, but it's manifested now.
耶稣基督要成为我们永远的盼望。
So Jesus will be our eternal hope.
耶稣也成为我们的力量、拯救、帮助。
Power, help, and salvation.
是唯一的道路。
Only way and truth.
这都是已经解开的奥秘了。
So this is the open mystery now.
所以我们可以跟神同工。
So we can work with God.
那要怎么样来操练这些呢？
Then how we can get training and discipline.
圣经告诉我们要操练敬虔。
So we need to be godly and disciplined.
好叫我们成为得胜者。
So that we can be overcomer.
我们来读这段的圣经。
Let's read the verses.
来，先读中文。来。
Mandarin first.
只要是弃绝那世俗的
言
语
和
老
父荒谬的
话，
在
敬
虔
上
操练
自己，
操
练身
体，益
处
还
少。
唯
独敬虔，凡
事
都
有
益
处，
因
有
今
生
和
来
生
的
应
许。So English together, have nothing to do with godliness myths and old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly. For physical training is of some value, but godliness is value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come.
这是提摩太前
书, 1 Timothy,
啊,前书的, 啊,
chapter 4, verses 7 and 8.
嗯。秘诀,刚才讲的秘诀就是要把握今天。
So the secret is seize the moment.
不要想昨天的，也不要想明天的，就是要把握今天。
Not about yesterday or tomorrow, but about today.
简单讲就是现在。
Right this moment.
你说我怎么能够做得胜者呢？
So how can I be an overcomer?
可以的，现在我们每一个人都可以做得胜者。
Everybody now can be overcomer.
因为你现在就可以爱主。
Because you can love God.
现在说、
right、
主啊，你洗净我所有的罪。
You can say God now wash my sin.
让我能够照你的旨意行。
So I can fulfill your will.
但说明天我跌倒了怎么办呢？
So what if I stumble tomorrow?
很多人因为这样子就不敢受洗啊。
So people avoid baptism because
因为受浸了以后，我说万一明天又跌倒了不爱主了怎么办？
So what if after baptism I sin tomorrow?
兄弟啊，你只有今天，你不要想明天了。
Think about only today, not tomorrow.
只有今天在你手中啊。
You only have today.
赶快受洗，爱主。奉献给主。
So love God, offer yourself to God, and get baptized.
明天在主的手中。
So God holds tomorrow.
你只要把握每一个今天，你就不用担心明天了。
If you hold on to today, you don't need to worry about tomorrow.
因为你当你把握每一个今天，你就已经是得胜者了。
When you hold on to today, you are overcomer.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord. Thanks.
第三个方面，我们要得胜者怎么操练呢？
So how to discipline as an overcomer?
第一个就是对话如友人，就是很好的朋友。
So dialogue as friend.
耶稣是不是你最好的朋友？
Jesus should be your best friend.
你有事情发生的时候，是拿起电话来，拿起手机来打给谁？
So when things happen, what's the thing you dial your phone to first? Your best friend.
最好的朋友，对不对？
Your best friend.
有难处的时候，赶快找他，对不对？
So, yeah, tell them about your difficulty.
高兴的时候赶快跟他分享，哎，我们一起去这个吃一顿，喝一杯，是不是？
Share the joy, having meals together, drink together, happy hour, and sisterhood.
耶稣有没有成为你的好朋友？
Jesus your best friend?
耶稣要成为我们的好朋友，这个就是一个得胜者的操练。
So this is discipline. Jesus is your best friend.
摩西人圣经称他为神人。
So Moses is a servant of God.
亚伯拉罕圣经称他为神的朋友。
So Abraham is the friend of God.
哇，都是跟神很亲密的。
So they are very close to the God.
你羡不羡慕这样的人？
Are you envious of them?
这样的人长什么样子？
So what do they look like?
我们心里会想说，这个人就是这样子，很安静的这样子。
So maybe just holding your hand, praying all the time, lowering your head.
不是的。
Not necessarily so.
不一定是这样子的。
We don't know.
也许有的是这样子，也许有的不是这样子的。
Nobody knows.
但是你碰到他的时候，你会感到神与他同在。
But when you meet them, you can feel the presence of God.
不但他自己身上有神的荣光。
You can see the glory of God.
而且他在的场合就会带进神的同在。
So he can bring in the presence of God.
因为他常常跟神面对面。
Because they face to face with God often.
所以那些以色列人跟摩西说，把你的脸遮起来，因为你的脸都发光了。
So that's why Israel asked Moses to cover his face because it's so radiating.
因为他天天40天跟神面对面。
Because Moses spent 40 days and nights with God.
要在耶稣的脚前听到。
So you need listening at the feet of Jesus.
祷告就是跟神面对面。
So praying is face to face with God.
祷告就是一个操练。
So praying is a discipline.
有时候祷告我们都是跟神讲话，没有让神跟我们讲话。
You talk to God, but you need to let God talk to you also.
讲完了就站起来就走了。
Otherwise, just after speaking to God, then you leave.
你忘记了耶稣在后面叫你啊，说，等一下，等一下，我还没跟你讲话。
Remember, Jesus calling to you, he want to talk to you.
你报告了一二三四五六组啊，请你帮助我，我家庭，我的生活，我怎么报告完了，耶稣再见了，赶快做啊，耶稣你赶快做啊。
So just sending your request, then left.
耶稣我还没跟你讲话。
Jesus said, wait for me.
我好渴望跟你讲话。
I wish to talk to you.
你为什么每次匆匆忙忙就跑走了呢？
Why you're always in such a rush?
所以那一天，玛利亚在耶稣脚前听到，耶稣非常的欢喜。
That's why Jesus was pleased that Mary listening to his teaching.
不是一个静态的，不是一个逃避，而是蓄势而后发。
It's not static or evasive, but ready.
我们都认为说，哎呀，马大真是可怜，辛辛苦苦的服侍，结果耶稣不但不称赞他，还让称赞那个玛利亚。以后我们都不服侍了，我们就选择那个都不要做，都让叶牧师一个人做就好了啊，我们都坐在这里听到就可以了。
Poor Martha, she served, but Jesus praised Mary. So from now on, we don't need to serve; just let Pastor serve.By himself.
不要误会了，耶稣不是这个意思。
So it's not what Jesus meant.
不是静态的。
It's not static.
不是因为很害怕服侍，所以说，哎呀，我们选择上好的福分，我们就这样子安静了。
It's not just running away, just choosing the best blessing.
很多时候我们就借一个借口说，哎呀，我不去传福音了，我要选择上好的福分，待在家里，好好的读圣经祷告，这样就够了。
So it's just an excuse studying the Bible, not going out spreading the gospel.
不是这样子的。
So it's not the way to.
为什么你我说不是这样子呢
？Why is not so?
耶稣继续讲下去，不可少的只有一件。
the only one essential.
哎呀，很多人就说那不可少一件，那表示这是全部啊。所以我们要，哎呀，高举这个，我们亲近主是一切，其他都不重要，传福音不重要，宣教不重要，服事不重要，亲近主最重要。所以我们教会一开始就要亲近主。
So just close to God is the most important thing. Nothing else matters.
不是全部，是根基，是根本。
It's not whole, but the basic.
所以是不可少的，根基不可少，对不对
？So it's fundamental.
一个植物把根没有了，就变成插花了，大概最多一个礼拜就谢了。
A plant without root cannot last.
有根，它可以长久活着，甚至有树木活到几千年呢。
So with root, the plant can live even thousands of years.
好，第三个，耶稣讲说，这是上好的福分，他拣选了。
So chose the best blessing.
你说啊，对啊，我也要拣选那个上好福分。那些宣教士，那些这个牧师们，都是不会选择上好福分，都是在那里工作。我们要选择上好福分，躲起来，安静，去当修道士啊，不错。所以中世纪有那么多修道士。
So we should go to a monastery, just be close to God, not like the missionary or pastor serving.
其实不是，不是只是享受，乃是更大的付出啊。
Not just enjoying, but paying back more.
哪里付出了？
So how do you pay back?
过几章就看到玛利亚趁着耶稣坐席的时候浇上了香膏。
That's why Mary anointed Jesus with the expensive perfume.
马大的摆上是什么？
So what was his service?
马大的摆上就是忙忙碌碌做，可能很好，很多美好的餐点要给耶稣吃，对不对？
So Martha was entertaining, serving food.
但是玛利亚的摆上是什么？
But what about the offering from Mary?
是她的所有。
She gave all she had.
她献了那个香膏，膏耶稣。
She used an art to anoint Jesus.
结果旁边那些耶稣的门徒，特别是犹大，很不高兴。
So some disciple, especially Judah, was displeased.
这香膏可以卖30 denarii, 周济穷人耶。
So he said the nard worth 30 denarii.
你都把它浪费了。
To help the poor, you wasted.
倒在这个耶稣身上。
So you just use it to anoint Jesus.
穷人。很多穷人都可以救活的、啊。
So we should use that to help the poor.
30 denarii是当时一个男人一年的工资。
30 denarii equivalent to 1 year's wages.
现在以美国的平均工资来讲，5-6万元美金。
So roughly 50-60,000 US dollar nowadays.
你有没有收到一个这样的礼物过
？Have you ever received a present that expensive?
我告诉你啊，玛利亚还不是一个男人，也没有工作。
Mary wasn't a man, and she didn't have a job.
所以那个是她的一生的积蓄，就是要可能给她陪嫁用的。
So that's her lifelong savings, probably for her dowry.
那个可能是她的嫁妆的一部分，或者是说她在当新娘的时候要抹在身上，让新郎喜悦的。
So maybe she saved the perfume for her wedding day.
她献上的是她的一生。
She offered everything she had.
比马大献上的多了。
So that's much more than Martha had offered.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
这我们要操练，就是要听主的话。
So the discipline is listening to the Lord.
有首歌叫《听》，我要倾听，我要听主对我的声音，是不是
？So gently listening to the Lord.
你有没有常常听主的话？
So, are you listening to the Lord often?
读圣经就是听主的话。
Reading the Bible is listening to the Lord.
你说神从来没有对我说话？
Is that God never speak anything to me?
你有学过英文吗？
Have you studied English?
学英文至少要学 ABC 吧。
So you need to learn the alphabet.
还不够，你 ABC 学完还要背单字吧。
Then the vocabulary.
背单字完还要背片语吧。
Then idioms.
然后你才能够听得懂一句话。
Then you can understand the whole sentence.
耶稣的语言是什么？
What is the language of Jesus?
耶稣的上帝的语言，耶稣的语言就是圣经。
So that's the Bible.
所以当我们读圣经，神就用圣经来跟我们说话。
When we read the Bible, God speaks to us through the Bible.
你没有背这些单字，你就读圣经了哈。没有背这些单字，神怎么跟你说话？说了你也听不懂啊。
So you need to memorize the vocabulary, same thing. You need to read the Bible so that you can understand God's speaking to you.
所以神事实上已经天天跟你说话，只是我们听不懂，因为我们圣经没有好好读啊。
God speaks to you every day, except you haven't studied Bible
enough so that you don't understand. 整每天这样读的时候
，in the morning and every day.
有一天走路的时候，神忽然跟我说
，So that's why when you're walking, you listen to God.
要行在正路。
So walk on the right path.
向左或向右，我在你后边。
So not to the right or to the left, I'll be behind you.
哇，圣经的话。但是现在对着我是我现在听讲的话。
So God's words speaking to me through the Bible.
有一天我正要作弊的时候
，If I was cheating in exam,
上帝忽然对我说话
，And God will speak to me.
照着神的心意做，不要照着人的心意做。
According to His will, not people's will.
神的道路高过我的道路。
So God's will is higher than man's will, way.
因为那个时候我才初中
，So I was in junior high。
我想不行啊，照着我的尝试，我如果这科没考好，我要被老师打的啦。
So if I failed, I'll be punished。
我可以偷看到，就赶快偷看啊。
So I would get answer from other people。
但是上帝的话大有力量。
But God's words was powerful。
我的道路高过你的道路。
So God's way is higher
than 我的意念高过你的意念。
So my idea is higher than your idea.
我那天就顺服下来。
So I decided to submit.
我考的没有很好，但是也没有被打。
So I didn't do too well, but not too bad either.
而且我回去赶快找圣经。我说我怎么不记得我在哪里读过这节圣经呢？找了好久才找到那节圣经。
So I was looking for the verses that God speaking into my ears.
神绝对会对我们说话的。
God always speaks to us.
但是我们要在他的脚前听他的话。
But we have listening at the feet of Jesus.
这跳过去了，不讲了。这是我最喜欢的一首歌。
It's one of my favorite hymn.
是 Frederick Faber 这个诗人写的。我唱下副歌好了哈。
So I will sing the refrain.
耶稣，耶稣最爱救主。不对，那是前面哈。耶稣，耶稣我的性命，因为爱的缘故，求原谅我将你生命日年千变不足。耶稣，耶稣最爱救主，无人哦我人比你，你的笑容使我欢喜，我还爱你。这节的诗歌很宝贵。
It's a precious lyric.
台湾的校园诗歌里面也有。
So there's a campus music.
但是他那个地方把这个歌词把它改成最后一句改成我爱爱你我主。
So I love you my Lord.
其实那是错的，他以为他把它订正了，以为那个打错了，把它订正，结果那个反而是错的。
So actually, the correction was wrong.
这才是正确的版本。
So this is the correct edition.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为那个诗人唱到这里的时候已经唱不下去了。
Because to this point, the psalmist couldn't continue.
他唱“我爱你主”，本来就四个字，但是也唱不下去了，变成“我爱爱你”。
Altogether, just four words, I love you, Lord, but he couldn't continue. That's why he repeated, I love you, Lord.
第二段他讲了，我心爱你，不知道如何约束我的喜乐。
So I love you beyond my restriction.
你爱犹如一团热火，使我心中火热。
So fervently burning in my heart.
第三，烧烧哦爱，在我心怀，日夜厉害的烧，直至所有其他的爱烧到无处可找。
Love is so fervent in my bosom until I couldn't find it anymore.
我在说耶稣。
I have nothing left for, to burn.
耶稣是不是你最好的朋友？
So Jesus is your best friend.
耶稣是我最好的朋友。
Jesus is my best friend.
我信主四十年多。
So I accept Jesus Christ for over 40 years.
耶稣是我最好的朋友，从来没有懊悔过。
So I never regret that he is my best friend.
我每天可以跟他讲话。
I can speak with him.
我难过的时候可以靠近他。
So when I suffered, I can be close to him.
迷惘的时候，我可以来寻求我，他是我的道路。
So when I lost, he will show me the way.
他也是我永远的盼望跟诗歌。
So he's my hope, eternal hope.
去年在我一年痛苦的日子里面，他是我的安慰。
So he comforted me during my suffering the last year.
他提升我的灵到神的那里。
He elevated my spirit to heaven.
他的笑容是我的喜乐。
So his smile was my joy.
所以我爱他。
I love him.
你爱他吗？
Do you love him?
他非常爱你。
He loves you.
他希望跟你成为好朋友。
He wants to be your best friend.
不但我们要这样的操练，神是我们好朋友，我们要操练活在神的面前。
So we want to live in the presence of God.
什么叫做活在神面前呢？
What do you mean live in the presence of God?
就是人前和人后是一样的端庄。
So modest and dignified in front and behind the scene.
圣殿和居家是一样的虔诚。
So devout, sincere in church and at home.
我们常常不是这样子，对不对？
So you should live like two faces.
常常有人说我们还在路上还在吵架。
So you argue on your way to church.
一直到 parking lot 说好了，我们停到这里了。
Then we stop at the parking lot.
我们等到聚完会后，我们再继续吵吧。
So we continue to argue after the service.
所以一进到门口，看到牧师，哦，牧师你好，牧师你好。
So we greet the pastor.
啊，牧师问你说好不好啊？哦，很好，很好，感谢主，非常的好。
So responded, praise the Lord.
等到聚完会后，好吧，我们刚才吵到什么地方
？So after service, when where do we start? Here we go again.
我们有没有活在神的面前
？So we need to live in the presence of the Lord.
小时候我们在学校里面，老师来了，老师来了，全部都坐在那，非常安静。
Teachers is here.
然后说，哎，大家都很安静，都很好。
So said everybody is good.
我们心里想，你还没看到我们刚才闹成什么样子了。
So it was chaos before a teacher came in.
我们是活在耶稣，活在老师的面前，不是活在神面前。
So we lived in the presence of the teacher.
我们要扫地的时候。我们就把那个脏东西啊都扫到那个角落里面去，或者那个地毯下就把它拿起来扫一扫，是不是
？So we sweep everything under the rug.
我们在军中的时候也是这样子啊，在当兵的时候。
In the army, appearance is everything. Image is everything.
说要去扫地了，就在那里聊天，几个人就在那里聊天。
So chatting on the job.
然后一哦，长官来了，哦，好认真啊，哇！
When superior came near, then you looks.
我前一阵子在一个公园看到有一个这个工人。
So I saw the worker at the park.
他怎么一直在那个地方都不动呢
？He did nothing.
哦，原来他站在那里睡觉。
So he was dozing off.
啊，他就偷懒了，拿着一个这个吹风机啊，但是就靠着那个树在那睡。
Slack off with a lawn blower.
我在那里。祷告了很久，他还在那里。哇，这个一整个一个钟头，最后就交账了。就是我已经把那个地方都吹好了，我就都做好了。
So I prayed for an hour, and he was dozing off the whole time.
我里面就在想，我们是不是这样活在人的面前，不活在神的面前
？So I was reflecting, do we live this way in front of people, not in front of God?
神造眼睛的都看见。
God sees everything.
神造耳朵的他都听见。
God hears everything.
他知道你的心里想什么。
He knows your heart.
神说我从远处知道你心里所想的。
God knows you from the distance.
不用隐瞒的。
There's no way to hide.
不用特别跑到这里来戴副面具到神面前来。
You don't need to pretend in the church.
我们要一样的端庄，一样的诚实。
So honest in poverty and prosperity.
多困难啊！在顺境的时候，诚实比较容易；在被困境的时候，诚实多难啊！
So it's easy to be honest in prosperity, but not in poverty.
赞美声虚声不改方向，多难啊！
So congruent and consistent in praise and boo.
赞美大家都喜欢，对不对？
So everybody loves praise.
当玛利亚站在焦香膏的时候，犹大在那里定罪，门徒大家叽叽喳喳说：“哎呀，这个浪费，浪费，枉费呀、啊！”
So Mary was anointing Jesus. Everybody was booing her.
当你奉献给主，你在侍奉的时候，旁边人在说：“他做给人看的，他是出风头，他爱献，或者是他怎么样？”哎呀，你心里多难过。
When you serve the Lord, people said, "Well, he's just..." For his reputation,
再也不侍奉了。
So that's it.
回家去。
So let's go home.
不信耶稣了。
So no more for Jesus.
会不会这样子的
？Are you going to be like this?
求主保守我们能够活在神的面前。
May God bless us to live in His presence.
为着他而活，生活与祷告是一致的。
So identical in praying and living.
要向着这个人，每一天有不同的面具要戴着。
So two faces or different faces according to the day of the week.
诗篇第十六篇第八节，我们一起来读，来。
Psalm 16 verses 8.
我将耶和华常绑在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。
I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken.
神有没有摆在你的面前？你就是不把神摆在面前，神还在你的面前呢、啊。
It doesn't matter you put God in front of you because He is in, He is everywhere.
他都看见，他都知道。
He sees, He knows.
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
一方面很可怕。
It's horrifying.
一方面很安慰。
Also comforting.
谁会很安慰呢
？So who will be feeling comforting?
谁会怕爸爸打呢
？So are you afraid of your dad punishing you？
不乖的孩子。
So disobedient kids。
偷东西的孩子啊，就怕爸爸打。
Thief。
扯谎的孩子怕爸爸打。
Lying, untruthful。
听话的孩子就感觉很安慰啊。
So obedient kids, nothing to fear。
所以当我们圣洁，我们是很盼望神天天与我们同在。
If we're godly, we wish His presence.
我们愿意遵循他的旨意。
Follow His will.
我们愿意把神摆在我们面前。
Put Him first.
这位有一个鲍格特夫人，是在1800年到1836年。
So Mrs. Power Scott lived from 1800 to 1836.
她那个时候，她是一个伯爵的夫人。
So she's the wife of a duke.
她的丈夫结婚两年后和她的孩子就一起过世了，所以她就变成寡居。
So she became widow 2 years after the marriage.
但是她有一个很大的城堡，继承她丈夫的，她就提供给那个时候的达比牧师他们的这些教会来聚会。
She inherited the castle and she offered that for a pastor Darby to worship there.
他们两个成为在属灵上很好的朋友，后来甚至就互定终身，论及婚嫁。
So they become spiritual friends. They eventually talk about marriage.
他们两个是同年生，在1836年的时候都是就是36岁。
So they were born at the same year.
那一年后来教会的在那个时候教会的风俗是比较保守的。
So it was very conservative around that time.
一个寡妇怎么可以嫁给教会的领袖呢？
So how can a widow marry a leader of the church?
教会的领袖怎么可以做这样的事情呢？
So how can the leader of the church do such things?
所以很多人就反对，甚至在祷告中来攻击他。
So people are against it, were against it, and even praying against it too.
后来大比牧师为着这个教会的复兴的运动继续的蓬勃发展，他们就解除了婚约。
And because Darby concerned about the revival of the church, they dissolved their wedding vow.
虽然他们两个非常的相爱，
even though they love each other dearly,
而且都非常的属灵，
and also very spiritual.
但他们都为主的缘故愿意放下这一切。
But they are willing to sacrifice for the sake of the Lord.
那一年他们两个都大病一场。
So they suffer a great illness.
因为两个人太痛苦了。
Because they were in pain.
两个大病一场后，两个人都写了一首歌。
So they both wrote a song.
两首歌都是后来基督教界非常有名的歌。
So becoming very famous hymn.
我们来看这位鲍格特夫人所写的歌。
That's the song that Mrs. wrote.
会唱的可以跟我一起唱。
If you know how to sing, you can sing along.
主耶稣，我羡慕活在你面前，在早晨，在晚上，这样也是间，不让我心快乐，若我在爱慕，在感觉或是想，哦，你的事物，每一刻，每一天，无论何痛苦，当世上真没有什么可过，当叹息怎不尽，眼泪流滴滴，主擦干我眼泪，平静我叹息。 主没有成全他们的婚姻。
God didn't help with their marriage.
那位姊妹那年就过世了。
And she passed away at the year 1836.
但是这首诗歌安慰了千千万万属神的圣徒。
But this hymn comforted many suffering Christians.
每次这样唱这首歌，主啊，不要让我心快乐，若我的心在爱慕、感觉或思想没有你的事物。
So, don't let me be joyful if I loving without you, anything not related to you.
多么深刻的诗歌。
So deep and touching.
是用她的生命写出来的。
She wrote it with her life.
后来达比牧师也写了一首诗，听那千万声音雷鸣，听那千万声音雷鸣。好，那个我就不在这边讲了。
Pastor Darby also wrote a hymn.
那是非常有名的一首，非常雄壮。Darby 一直活到八十几岁，终身未娶。
So she lived to 80, never married.
他们把他的爱情奉献给主。
So he devoted his love to the Lord.
第二节我们就不唱了，第三节不唱了。感谢主，你们如果 有兴趣回去查一下，这样是歌词，是这样的一个故事，动人的故事在背后。
So look it up, there's a story behind the scene.
最后的一个我们的操练，要操练顺服，就像刚才他们两位一样，操练顺服，操练奉献， 也要操练受苦也甘甜。
Offer and obey with joy, even suffering tastes sweet.
有主就有一切。
So God will provide everything.
有主就不感觉苦。
With God, you will not suffer.
受苦的时候也能够喜乐。
Even you can rejoice in suffering.
流着眼泪仍然能够赞美。
So you can praise the Lord in tears.
这是训练出来的。
So this is through the
discipline. 这是操练出来的。
And with the training.
为什么有人能够跑得快，有人跑得慢？
Why some people can run fast and some can't?
因为是操练出来的。
Because the discipline and
physical
training.
为什么有人举得重，有人举得轻？
Or some can raise a heavy load.
是操练出来的。
Because they discipline.
为什么有人肌肉强壮，有人肌肉软软的？
And some muscular, some just feeble.
是操练出来的。
Because of discipline.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，属灵事情没有操练就不会有结果的。
So spiritually, we need discipline also.
你要操练敬虔，你就会敬虔了。
Disciplined godliness, then you will be godly.
你操练赞美，你就会赞美了。
You train for praise, then you will.
操练感谢，你就能够凡事谢恩了。
So you train thanksgiving, you give thanks in everything.
你操练祷告，你就能够不住祷告了。
You train in prayer, then you pray incessantly.
不要想到不用操练就能够变成健美先生，那是不可能的。
You can't be Mr. Olympia without training.
所以你看，那么多人早晨在公园操练，身体要健康啊。
So there are so many people exercising in the park.
我们属灵也要操练
，so we need to exercise spiritually，
才能够成为得胜者
，so that we can be overcomer。
烈火高温烧出来的瓷器是最珍贵的。
The precious china went through a high temperature process。
不信，你在一个白色瓷器上，你把画你的你这个绘画在上面。
So can you paint onto a china？
水一洗就掉了。
So it will be washed away.
但是如果是高温烧出来的，你家里那些瓷器，那看那么美妙的东西，洗不掉的。
But if it's glazed under high temperature, nothing can be washed away.
属灵的生命是烧出来的，是刺绣上去的，不是贴上去，不是贴纸啊。
So spiritual life is the same. It's not tattoo.
一下子就没有了。
Otherwise, it won't last.
是烧出来的，感谢
神。So it has to be burned.
树木的年轮说明寒冬材质是最坚硬的。
So annual rains of the tree will stiffen by the bitter winter.
大卫最感人的诗篇是什么时候写的？都是他逃难的时候写的。
The best song from David was written when he was refugee.
莫名其妙被撒母耳膏了以后没做王。变成了一个逃犯。
So he was anointed by Samuel, but he turned into a refugee.
但是他接受，不但接受，顺服。
He accepted and obeyed.
没有用手去杀害扫罗。两次神给他机会，他不要做这样的事情。
So he had two opportunities to kill Saul. He didn't do it.
因为他知道这是神的手。在他身上
，You know God's hands was on him.
操练不是修炼，不是无病呻吟，是日常的生活。
So discipline is more than practice or whining for nothing, but it's the daily life.
所以绝对不是跑到深山去修炼。
So it's not in a monastery in the mountain.
是每天在家里跟你那个会吵架的那一口子一天生活在一起。
So live with your arguing husband or wife.
两个都有棱角磨来磨去
So diamond cuts diamond
就在那个当中要学习活在神的面前
Learn to live in the presence of the Lord
活在神的面前敬畏神而且祷告
So pray and fear God
赞美
And give thanks
感谢
Praise the Lord
那就是你的健身房啊
So this is your gym
不需要跑到健身房去，每天就是健身房了。
So you need to go to the gym. You can just work out at home.
他就是你的健身教练，懂吗？
So God is your coach.
不是 God， 是你的那另外那一半，就是你。
Your better half is your coach. My bad.
免费的，免费的健身教练啊。
So I have a good coach. I have a good trainer at home.
冲突和睦，苦难顺服，胜利谦卑，岔路抉择，天天都在我们的身边。
Yeah, so peaceful in conflict, obedient in suffering, humble in victory, and make the difficult situation, anger management, in trust, heavy burden, faithful in choices.
生气安息，凡事感谢，交通混乱，信靠。哇，每天都是在这里面，不是吗？
So a lot of lesson to learn.
感谢主，我们来唱有福的确据，好不好？
So let's all sing the hymn together, Blessed Assurance.
这个菲尼克罗斯比，这个诗篇的作者也是不容易的，他三岁。